you today. We honor you today. And I know Sister George is not a physical mother today, but she's a spiritual mother in this place. And I give Sister George honor today. I love you. Amen. I always love to watch her because the kids just gather around her. And many times they'll fight over who gets to sit by her. And but I appreciate you, Sister Georgia. Amen. If you have your Bibles, you turn with me to the book of Isaiah. We're going to read from Isaiah 49 first and then Isaiah 66. And it is good to see the Stiglemans here today. We love you. Kathy, good to have you. Sister Barb, we appreciate her so much. Amen. We lovingly call her Sarge. But she's been a blessing to our lives. Isaiah 49 and 13 says, "Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me." And then verse 15 says, Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee. The New Living Translation says it this way, "Never can a mother forget her nursing child. Can she feel no love for the child she has borne? But even if that were possible, God said, I will not forget you." And then Isaiah 66 and 13 says, "As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem." And my title is simply this, Mother May. She might. She might. Mother May. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I ask you to touch our minds and our hearts today, that you would let the love of your Spirit be shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, that you would comfort someone today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Can we put our hands together? Hallelujah. Oh, we magnify you, Jesus. Amen. Mother May, you may be seated. A Mother's Love by Helen Steiner Rice says, "A mother's love is something that no one can explain. It is made of deep devotion and of sacrifice and pain. It is endless and unselfish and enduring, come what may. For nothing can destroy it or take that love away. It is patient and forgiving when all others are forsaking. And it never fails or falters, even though the heart is breaking. It believes beyond believing when the world around condemns. And it glows with all the beauty of the rarest, brightest gems." So in Scripture, the Bible is revealing to us the very heart of God, the understanding of who He is and what He desires for us and how He feels about us all the way through Scripture. And so you see these allegories and you see these metaphors all the way through Scripture, simply trying to relate to our understanding what God is and how He feels about us. And here in Isaiah, God has inspired the writer to go to the very height of heights in describing what love could be. He was trying to relate to the children of Israel that His love was like a mother's love. When He wanted to show how He really loved them, He related to them this powerful, unchanging, just overarching love of a mother. And He said it this way. He said that Jerusalem, I want you to know that I will not forsake you. And then in verse 15, it says, will a mother forget her suckling child? Will she not have compassion on the son of her womb? And then it makes the little statement. It said, well, she might forget. She may forget. Because we live in a world where not everyone is the right kind of mother. I remember being at Tupelo Children's Mansion. My wife and I went there at a very early time in our marriage. I think we'd been married about a year and a half when we arrived at Tupelo Children's Mansion. And I was overwhelmed coming from a loving home of parents that had been married my whole life and, of course, still married some 55, 56 years at this time. Coming from that kind of setting and going into the Tupelo Children's Mansion that is a home for abused and neglected children, I was overwhelmed with the thought process that someone could actually neglect or even go beyond neglect and abuse their child. It was unbelievable to me. It was hard for me to even wrap my mind around. And the stories would come where one story that I remember very carefully is that the kids were taken away because the mother and the boyfriend, I think is what it was. It wasn't the father. The boyfriend, they only had money enough to eat for the two of them. So they left the children in the car and they went in the restaurant to eat. Now, I'll tell you what that makes me want to do. Something that's not Christian, right? But in our world today, when we think of a mother's love, we think of it as the greatest thing, and it is. And that is what God was trying to relate to us. But he also left that little caveat, that little opening, that there may be someone that doesn't act like a mother should, that doesn't treat their children the way they should. But he was trying to relate to us and to the children of Israel that mothers may fail, but I want you to know that my love will never fail, that my love will never fall short. And so he was relating this ultimate love in humankind of a mother's love to his love. And he was letting us know that it is great and it is wonderful to have a mother's love and how much care and how much concern they give. But I want you to know that my love is even greater than that. My love is even more constant than that. My love is more unchanging than that. You don't have to worry that I am going to be there, that I am going to protect you, that I'm going to keep you, because my love is even greater than the love of a mother. We see the ultimate sacrifices that are made in our world today, and you hear the harrowing stories of mothers that put themselves in harm's way for the protection of their own children. In 2009, a lady named Maureen Lee and her three-year-old daughter, Maya, were enjoying a hike on a trail near their home, located 40 miles north of Vancouver, Canada, when an 80-pound cougar pounced on Maya, the little three-year-old girl. Maureen wedged herself between the animal and the child and hurled it off. And then she picked up Maya and ran to a nearby house. Maya only suffered minor cuts to her head and to her arms, but the mother was scarred for life. Another lady named Angelica Guerrero, 39-year-old mother, died shielding her 15-year-old daughter in a bathtub from a tornado that demolished their apartment. Carla Serino was driving along when her vehicle blew a tire, rolled, and burst into flames. She became trapped, but the heroic mom managed to hand her child over to the rescuers before she died. While vacationing in Italy, Cherie Duncan and her 12-year-old son were standing on a pier when they were knocked into the ocean by a freak wave. Before sweeping her away, she managed to push her son to the rescuers. Another mother of five had only seconds to spare to get her family out of their Indiana home before it was engulfed in flames. but she saved them. It's amazing the harrowing stories you hear time after time after time, but God wanted us to understand that He would go even farther than that, that He would give Himself even greater than that. In fact, He went all the way to death for us and suffered and bled and died so that we might have life again, so that we might have mercy again. So if you're in this house today and you feel unloved, I want you to know that a mother's love is great, but God's love is greater. Amen. And so He's here today in the midst of your celebration. And some of you even look at this day as a time to mourn. Some of you have lost your mothers. And I'm sorry for you today. And we pray for you because I know that is a very difficult time. Some lost them at an older age, but some even lost at a younger age. And so we pray for you. But I want you to know today, if you feel that loss, that God is here. The Bible calls Him El Shaddai, which is related to the mother, how a mother is everything a child needs. When that child comes into the earth, into this world, onto the earth, that she is everything that child needs to survive. All the sustenance, all the warmth, all the strength, all the care is found in that one person. And so the name El Shaddai relates to God in this way, that He is everything that we need to survive. He is our sustainer. He is our warmth. He is our strength. He is our friend. He is our spouse. He is our child. He is our mother. He is everything to us. And so today, when you feel lonely or you feel useless or you feel invaluable or you feel worthless today, I want you to know that God is here for you because He loves you. And so today, as we celebrate Mother's Day, I can think of no more distinguishing tribute to motherhood than our text. God pays wonderful homage to the motherhood, even though He says that they might forget. He was relating to how unusual that would be, how shocking that is to our system. Even the story that I told you about Tupelo Children's Mansion, everybody shook their head in disgust because they understand that that is not natural. It is not natural for a mother to leave her child crying. It is not natural for a mother to neglect or to abuse. And so God was relating this fact that this tribute to motherhood, she is the one that is the example of love. He likened His own love to a mother's, but He took it to a different level and said, hey, I'm more than that. I'm greater than that. A mother may forget, but I won't forget. So on Mother's Day, I simply want to remind you that there is no better illustration of God's love for you than a mother's love. And when the love of God is expressed in such a simple yet profound terms, even the youngest children can understand the great and wonderful depths of God's love. Every child in this place, I know sometimes you're not paying attention to the preaching because, you know, I don't have puppets or I'm not standing on my head. But if I could just have your attention for every young girl and every young boy, I want you to know that Jesus loves you, that He loves you. That is such a simple yet profound message that the world may not treat you right. The world may not be nice to you. The people that you go to school with may not be kind. The ones that you believe should love you may not be nice to you. But God loves you. God loves you. Jesus loves you today. You can trust Him. You can call on Him. When trouble comes and trials take you by surprise, He will never fail you. When you face the loss of friendships and you face the loss of loved ones, His love will never desert you. When all your material goods fail you and you find that there is not any money left, any resources left, He will not leave you. He will carry you. He will carry you. We can sit in this house and wonder at the marvel of Mother's undying love, and well, we should, because it is Mother's Day. But I've come to tell you this morning that the wonderful example of mother's love serves a grand purpose in Scripture. It stands as a timeless testimony to even a greater love that our God has for us. The Bible calls him long-suffering. Long-suffering. You know, I'm a father, and I've observed my wife as a mother. And I've observed my own mother in our lives, my life and my brother and my sister. And I've watched as she loves through all the pain. All the times that we have disappointed her. All the times that my children may have disappointed my wife. I see the love. It's unending. It doesn't go away. And I'm thankful that God is long-suffering, because I need all the long-suffering I can get. Amen. In Scripture, Jesus stood on the side of the hill and he looked out at Jerusalem. He said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen, as a mother gathers her chicks under her wings, and ye would not." And so the imagery he used here was a mother bird gathering her brood under her wings and protecting them from the dangers, the predators that would come and destroy. It is a theme woven throughout Scripture, from Moses to David, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, across the pages of the Word of God, in a myriad of Scriptures. God is referenced in this powerful imagery of loving, tender care and willingness to even die to protect that which he cherishes. Without a doubt, this maternal instinct of a mother hen is used over and over again to illustrate God's great love for his people. We are his children. He loves us with an undying, unchanging, unmatched, unfathomable love. If you can think of the greatest love of all that you could ever imagine in this world, a mother's love, then take that to the 10th power, to the 100th power, and you would not even begin to scratch the surface of the love of God. It is natural for us. When our children come to us and they're crying, they've made a mistake or they've fallen, whatever it is, what is the natural response to that? The response is to take them up, to make whatever is hurting stop hurting, to make sure they know that in the midst of their mistake that they're loved. And how much more will God do that same thing? A mother may forget. A mother may get angry. A mother may hesitate to heal. A mother may hesitate to respond. But God will not. God is quick to forgive. He is fast to restore. Amen. Several years ago, a terrible fire ravished the Bitterroot Mountain Range in Yellowstone National Park. There was a story that was circulated around. It was said that after the fire, the forest rangers began their trek up a mountain to assess the damage. In the course of the journey, one of the rangers was drawn to a misshapen lump of ashes at the base of a large tree. Upon further inspection, the ranger discovered that there was a bird literally petrified in the ashes, perched statuesquely on the ground at the base of the tree. At first, the image invoked curiosity. Why wouldn't the bird just fly away? Why would it endure such a painful death when it had wings to escape? However, the ranger soon discovered, when he brushed the petrified remains aside, that nestled beneath the wings of the bird were three unharmed chicks. the loving mother, keenly aware of the impending disaster, had carried her offspring to the base of the tree and had gathered them under her wings. She could have flown to safety herself, but instead she refused to abandon her babies. When the blaze had arrived and the heat was singeing her small body, the mother had remained steadfast. Because of her willing sacrifice, those chicks, under the protection of her wings, were given the chance to live. How oft would I have gathered you? If you feel separated from the love of God today, if you feel like you are not valuable, if you feel like you have gone too far, if you feel like no one could love you, if you feel lonely today, I want you to know that you're in the right place at the right time. Because in this world, a mother may forget, but the God that we serve will never forget. A mother may not protect you, but God will always protect you. A mother may not go with you through the valley, but God will always go with you through the valley. You don't have to worry. A mother may, but God will not. He is always there. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Let's stand. His love is unsearchable, unfathomable. There's no way for us to delve the depths. As we consider the wonderful depths of a mother's love this morning, I want to speak to someone's life and tell you that God loves you even more than that. For all the wonders and unfathomable love, He wants to gather you. He wants to protect you. He wants to keep you. Amen. If you feel lonely today, if you feel separated, He's waiting. Amen. Oh, those that hide in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of His wings. Amen. All we have to do is run to Him. All we have to do is come to Him. He's waiting with arms open wide, with wings spread, for us to feel the warmth and power of His love today. Amen. This altar's open. Let's come. Oh, He would die for us. He stretched out His arms and He gave Himself. He gave Himself. Hallelujah. Oh, yarashandari yaralamaya. If you're here today and you have not repented, you can repent. He will forgive you so quickly. He's waiting for you at this moment. He wants to restore you. If you've never received His Spirit today, you can have the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. You can have it in this place today. Hallelujah. Mother may forget, but He will not forget. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the love of Jesus Christ is in this place right now. Oh, let's respond to it right now with faith. Let's respond to it with love in the name of Jesus. Let's worship the Lord together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.